This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Stepping Stones of Dunn County is inviting area residents to their annual Empty Bowls fundraiser event next week. According to a press release, the organization usually hosts the event at Menominee High School, but this year's fundraiser will be held at Tanglewood Greens on Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tickets are $20 per person and can be purchased in advance on the Stepping Stones of Dunn County website or at the door. The proceeds raised will go towards supporting area shelters and hunger relief organizations. Northwest Wisconsin organizations are inviting area residents to a number of events honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Officials from Embrace are promoting a number of events with various local partners, including libraries, small businesses, and grocery stores, in an effort to highlight the available resources for people struggling with domestic violence. The organization is also inviting area residents to participate in their sixth annual Survived and Incarcerated in Wisconsin letter writing event, which will be held virtually on October 30th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has asked a Waukesha County judge to pause a court order requiring the Wisconsin Elections Commission to verify the citizenship of registered voters prior to the February election. The DOJ submitted the request for a stay on Monday, pending an appeal of the Friday court order. Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell scheduled a hearing on the stay request for October 31st. Attorney General Josh Call says the court order would require a massive overhaul of the state's voter registration system. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced he will seek re-election rather than run for governor in the 2026 election. Attorney General Call announced his decision on Tuesday, saying it's critical that the state continue to have an attorney general who will stand up for our freedoms and the rule of law. Since President Donald Trump returned to office in January, Call has joined over two dozen multi-state lawsuits challenging federal actions. He's currently in his second term as attorney general after defeating incumbent Republican Brad Schimmel in 2018. Residents gathered for a rally outside the Eau Claire Area School District this week to express opposition to the consideration of plans to consolidate elementary schools. The plan was shared with residents last month and could involve the consolidation of Longfellow, Flynn, and Roosevelt elementary schools. Parents speaking at a September meeting urged against the consolidation plan, arguing that keeping school communities smaller is beneficial. District officials say they have the capacity for 6,100 students, but about 1,600 of those seats are vacant. City of Eau Claire Cemetery staff are advising residents that they will be conducting their semi-annual cleanup of Forest Hill and Lakeview cemeteries next week. According to a press release, Eau Claire Parks Recreation and Forestry is reminding residents to remove personal items or summer decorations they want to keep from grave sites by Tuesday, October 14th. The cleanup will take place on Wednesday, October 15th. The press release also noted that metal flower pot stands can stay, but they should be emptied out prior to the cleanup. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is sharing additional details on the investigation into the shooting at a Candy Lane residence in the city of Barron last week. According to a press release, the 17-year-old suspect has died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say the 17-year-old female victim, who was in a relationship with the suspect and pregnant, is in stable condition in the hospital. The child was also delivered in the hospital due to the injuries she sustained and is doing well. A male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. Republican state lawmakers are circulating new legislation for co-sponsorship aimed at banning the future use of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin. Absentee ballot drop boxes had initially been banned following a 2022 decision by the conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court. That decision was overturned in 2024 with a liberal majority on the state's highest court. Even if the measure gains enough support to advance through the Republican-controlled state legislature, the bill would likely be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin are highlighting additional access to Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates as temperatures begin to cool down across the state. Residents will now have access to instant discounts and post-purchase rebates through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program directly at retail locations. The program is meant to help low- and moderate-income households purchase and install more energy-efficient appliances to lower costs and reduce overall energy use. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to expand hunting opportunities for disabled military veterans in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow those disabled veterans to hunt deer of either sex during any Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season. Active service military members currently receive the same benefit. The new legislation would extend the benefit to veterans with a disability rating of 50% or greater, as well as those receiving compensation benefits due to being unemployable as a result of their disability. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS, after two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.